Hi, this is Nyla Nelson, right back at you with another Hey Yoga Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any programs or any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice now through the app's approval, or you can find different selections that they have within the app on simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And the bonus, y'all, the actual bonus is you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. And the app coordinators find different sponsors to help you expand your fan base of listeners and will send you frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Apple iTunes, plus so much more. If you're ever thinking about having a future in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment of the day is called Revelations of Reality. Y'all, I've missed y'all so much. I have not been doing podcasting. I recently got back doing my YouTube videos as well. You know, I took a hiatus out for, you know, self-care and reflect. You know, that is a very positive must. You always have to take time out for yourself, you know, just to reevaluate, self-assess. You know, you're going through a lot of different things, you know, for the last few years. You know, things have really been hitting us hard through the pandemic, you know, financial strain. Just basically, you know, we're in that generation of a total reset flip within the world, you know, healing, you know, unity, diversity is starting to dissolve, or is trying to dissolve. Adversity, we're working on that as well, you know, stopping the cycles of, you know, karmic cycles and generational curses. And these things that you're just going through, you know, through the spiritual warfare, is no way, shape, form, or fashion easy at all. And you're going through the revelation of reality to be able to choose where your mind chooses to focus at. You know, it's easy to fall back on what we don't have, what we lack on, what we should have done, what we shouldn't have done, where we feel like people have gotten into the way of benefits that could have really flourished in our life as being positive or prosperity vibrations, or even very high intense vibrations of abundancy in our lives. And, you know, and it's just all at the times you have to understand. And I always had to allow myself to really, you know, remind myself, hey, you know, maybe it's not the fact that somebody can block anything from you, because, you know, universe and God always tells you, you know, nobody can block anything from your life. Only you have the power to do that. Nobody else. You know, you'll have people come into your life that will place doubt in there. You'll know, you'll have people that come up and support you, you know, give you good vibes, encourage you for doing things. You'll know, you'll be impacted with things that you no longer will start seeing as a negative, as a positive, but just like a it's being seen ahead of time, you know, the phenomenon of premonition. You know, I'm trying to use that other word, but it's just not coming out right for me today. But it's just like a phenomenon of premonition. It's basically showing you, you know, you have the power to reveal the revelations of your reality. You can allow yourself to see everything as a ending and a starting point of something, you know, new. Something very prosperous that's coming into your life, something very unexpected you never seen coming. And these are your moments in time where you can really truly flip that script and just say, you know what, you know, I'm being strongly connected to source and creator. I am the author and the creator of what I choose to make my reality of. You know, am I going to allow myself to keep staying focused on the things that, you know, was just not opening up for me? Am I going to allow myself to stay focused on people in my life that are no longer there, or I needed, but they weren't there, or the people I supported that didn't support me back? It's at that time where you have to start getting very assertive and aggressive and saying, you know what, let me allow myself to stay blessed with the people that are in my life, that uplifts me when I need them, gives me that encouragement. Remind me I'm not doing this alone. You know, I'm strength, I'm power, I'm light, I'm infinite. You know, I'm chosen, I'm anointed, all these different things that, you know, that presses something positive into your life that stands for you. You know, it's the affirmation or mantra of where you can allow yourself to add that positive base point to your path that you choose to have. You know, and you're seeing everything as a learned lesson of something that I needed to heal from, something I needed to have that highlight pinpoint of, this is where I needed to heal, or this is where I needed to cut off, this is what I need to add more weight of focus to, this is where I had to show appreciation and gratitude of not seeing things that happened in my life either bad or good, but just saying these are the lessons that I needed to get to that next level. And that's when you're starting to allow yourself to see the infinite you know, revelations of creating a powerful reality, a positive reality. This is at that point where, you know, we've had hardships of struggle in all shape, forms, or fashion, whether it was an emotional, mental, even sexual, you know, spiritual, and all these different things of where you can really self-assess. And it's just like, you went through these hardships and you didn't go with these hardships just to be going through hardships. These are the things where it shows sometimes you have to learn to be alone. Even when people are not showing you that appreciation or that support system or that encouragement like you were to them, this is that time for you to put that extra on yourself. A lot of times we're going to be placed in solitude and being isolated. You know, we had to go through that through quarantine and everything like that because we're so used to having things that goes on through our lives where we can control and we can't control. But a lot of times we still have it rent free in our minds, whether or not it's out of our reach to change that. But we always used to put, you know, outside sources as an escape mechanism, so we didn't have to deal with things that we truly knew, you know that, yes, I have to heal from these things. Yes, I have to let go. Yes, I have to just reset and focus on different things that's going to nurture my mind instead of allowing myself for what I don't lack. Because when we lack something, you know, we're making that our reality and we're wondering why we don't have certain things, why, you know, everybody, it just seems like people around us or close to us or people that we just so happen to, you know, come across or being so, successful towards things, you know, doors of more opportunities are opening for them and not for us. And it's just like, we can't allow ourselves to compare our journey to somebody else's because we're all here, you know, having a different purpose on things, but we're all going through the same transition of life. You know, we're having to heal. We have to use forgiveness. We have to give grace. We have to, you know, show gratitude, appreciation towards everything in our lives. Never take anything for granted. Anything that hurt us, just saying it broke away from things that's no longer needed in my life, or things that was built on illusion or fear based categories that is molding me to, you know, to build up that foundation of truth, you know, of what I, you know, I choose to form into my life. What do I want in my life? What am I trying to conquer? What am I trying to, you know, overcome? What am I trying to build towards that standard of things that I've never been able to do before? Am I challenging myself? Am I raising the bar every day? Am I allowing myself to wake up in the morning saying whatever I was stumbling on or things that I was still triggered from or things that are still bothering towards me in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind, that took access, that really is curving me away from, you know, building on towards success that I know I have that chance to do? Because it's like everything is showing you what you have in yourself that you weren't aware of, you didn't acknowledge. And those are the things that you'll have that aha moment. I know I made that a video yesterday that I just posted this morning on my YouTube channel. You're having those aha moments of, yes, I had to go through this. You know, there's sometimes you have a lot of people in your life and you don't realize that could be a distraction of what is going to lead you to stay focused and saying, yes, this is what I need to do for my life. That, you know, allow me to go through that. Cause sometimes we'll get confusion of lonely and alone, of in our inner circle when we have no choice but to stay focused on what do I need to do to get towards that next level. You know, I'm tired of seeing everybody moving around, or I just see that, you know, my life feels like it's not worth living anymore. I just feel like I'm really not moving the way I thought I would. And you're really allowing yourself to say, you know what, when you start getting to that point where you're actually appreciating that time by yourself, because that allows you to get away from distractions, even though it could be a very healthy circle that you have, and that's a very good thing. But then when it's at that point where, yes, I have that healthy circle, you're going to have that circle that's going to understand, hey, you know, do what you got to do, because we're over here doing the same thing. And let me send you that, you know, that blessing or that energy to allow you to know, hey, if you need us, we're there. But we're going to understand this is that time for you to focus on yourself so you can get things done, because we're doing that over here. There's a lot of people that are in the world that have gone through so many different things in their life, and they start seeing the revelations of, this is what brought me to my purpose of everything that has taken place into my life. And I'm showing great gratitude towards the things in my life that really just broke me. And it showed me how to build myself up to what I was, you know, I was programmed to fear, or I allowed myself to hold on to that pain of chains of limited beliefs, allowing myself to limit myself because society say I had to be this way, or if, you know, I can't have this amount of money into my life because of my culture or my background or my gender or my gender of choice, you know, whatever it is. And it's just like, now you're stepping out of that matrix of where, you know, you're not getting eluded by the illusions no more. You're building on your truth. And you're very proud of that. You're standing in it. Like, I'm not apologizing for that. I'm going to allow myself to move. And if I can sit up here and use my purpose to help other people to do the same, I want to be able to do that. You know, I want to be able to share my story of experience of what I went through, what it took me to have to get to that breaking point. Because a lot of times we have to go to the bottom of the belly of the beast. Okay, this all those BBBs, you got to go to the bottom of the belly of the beast. A lot of times go through that vibration of self-destructing just to say, you know what, I've had enough. I've done this. You know, the devil, my ego, my fear wants me to stay focused on what is no longer existing in my life. You know, if these things are, you know, God and universe is trying to close the door on it, why can't I allow that door to close? Why do I have this fear of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it? Because a lot of times we hold our foot into that door when that door is ready to be closed. And those are the things that, you know, that is trying to prepare us for that, because it's just like things are starting to feel very uncomfortable. And we don't realize when it starts getting uncomfortable and you start getting frustrated, you don't realize you're in a whole new vibration, because it is like a lot of times we feel like, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet. We start paying attention to other people and what they're doing, and we lose focus on what we're doing. We can't, you know, worry about what other people are doing at that time. You know, maybe that can be a indication where I can take notes and say, oh, okay, when you're moving forward, what are you doing for me to be able to do the same thing? Because I love what you're doing over there, and I'm trying to get that vibration. And universe will usually reflect that to you in many different ways. You know, if I can bring this into somebody else's life, what makes you think I don't have the power to bring this into your life too? Have that faith in yourself. Have that confidence in yourself. I'm building you through that from the life experience of what you lacked and what you didn't lack. And it was just showing you never lacked anything. It was just your vibrations that made you think that. And that's where they're trying to get you to change that revelation. You're going to start seeing what you went through. It showed you of what you are and what you are no longer. And there'll be different things that you may have tolerated, you may have accepted, where you know your worth, and you see that love that you're building on yourself, that this is not something that that no longer can continue. But I appreciate that situation. It brought me towards knowing I want it better for my life. You know, never look at it as a negative situation, but it was something that was that shock value that brought me empowerment. You know, and you're going through these things where you're going to be blessed with that revelation. You're going to look back at that time, and you're probably going to have a heavy heart of emotion saying, man, I'm glad that I didn't get that yes when I thought I was ready to open that new door, because I may have not been ready for the blessings of abundance that universe and God has had for me, because I may have not been able to keep consistency with that. You know, I may not have had the vibrations to be able to hold that and be open to prepare for something I've never experienced before. But now when you start going through hardship, when you had to work hard for things that, you know, it just felt like God was just pushing you back. And they always tell you when that stuff is pulling you back like that, you're in that vibration of a slingshot effect. Because when you're constantly getting pulled back, it's going to be to that point where universe is seeing that you're aligning yourself with what more than you were prepared to get because of the things that you have gone through in your life, the hardship, the struggle, the harshness and circumstance. Maybe you had problems in your marriage, you had problems in your family, you know, you went through some kind of abuse, some kind of trauma you're trying to heal from, trying to be a better person, you know, healing from toxic vibrations. You may have dealt with narcissism in your family, you might have been healing from narcissistic vibrations within yourself, or you have dated or married into it, or you have experienced that through, you know, your childhood. All these things are showing you where I had to come through this. You know, I may have thought my life was fulfilled for this, you know, of this choice or career or, you know, thing I want to do for school. And then when I got there, it wasn't exciting as it was before. Or my parents wanted me to be a certain person, but that's not what I wanted to be. Now you're showing, you know, just because this is what we did for 2 and 3 generations, I may have to be that rebel and step out and be this new person of me. You may not like it, but you know, if you encourage to be there and see what I can bring up out of it, you may be surprised about what I can, you know, birth out, what new me that, you know, may be able to help you out. Even when you know, your parents and your great grandparents and your grandparents are unlearning a lot of things. You know, there are some people that are still going back to, you know, their tools of, you know, projection of fear, or there's people who are still projecting out their, you know, their narcissism or their toxicity, you know, and you have to be understanding to that point, because there's points in your life that somebody may have stuck out towards you. Hey, this is something you need to heal from, or hey, these are certain things you need to let go of or forgive or, you know, walk away from. And you may not been ready for that. So we have to be understanding for that too. We're showing that revelation just because we're on that path. Some other people are going to have to catch up, or some people are just not going to. They're okay with being that way, but we can't place judgments on that. All we can do is worry about us. You know, you can send loving, violent, you know, vibrations, not violence, I'm sorry, you know, vibrations towards other people of going through that healing, because we know it's not easy to do. You know, you're accepting responsibility for your own actions. You're allowing yourself to take accountability for your own part of your suffering. You know, you're being honest. You know, you're allowing yourself to forgive the unforgivable. You're forgiving yourself for holding on to a lot of things we shouldn't allow ourselves to take plant into our lives or in our heads and our hearts, our souls. And then you're forgiving yourself. You're asking for repentance, and even the people you have hurt. You know, there's a lot of times we can sit up here and place blame about we don't have this, we don't have that because of other people in our lives. But when we're going to take accountability of what we did to not also have those, you know, there's times that, you know, we can be in that, but we had to get out of that vibration of being a victim. I've gone there subconsciously and unsubconsciously, and I had to really cut that cord of that. And just think, you know, there's a lot of things that may have been robbed out of your life, but it may have been that point. You never know. That could have been leading you towards a purpose, towards something even bigger. If something was taken out of there, you know, you have to understand it's going to be replaced with something that you never expected. It's going to be placed with something better, you know, and it's going to lead you towards anything better. And these are those things that you're going to appreciate the reality of the revelations that is revealing to you. So I hope you're able to resonate with that. Today, you know, I said I feel really good, you know, universe and God has been really sending me out to, you know, really put some content out. And I really love the vibration that I have really been molding and projecting out lately. You know, I had to really go through some really tough spots in my life, and I was really going through dark moments of depression and sadness, and really just allowing myself to heal through the self-assessing and, as you know, reflecting and, you know, owning accountability for a lot of things. And that has not really been easy. But when I allowed myself to really see things in a different way as a mechanism, or, you know, a vibration of really allowing me to heal, you know, that really made me feel good. It really made me feel grateful. And, you know, just giving gratitude towards all the things that I faced in my life, you know, because we all go through things, you know, and there are certain things that we go in our life where we don't allow people to know. We'll smile in front of them saying, hey, I'm okay. You know, it's not really that bad. And then soon as, you know, when we're all by ourselves, we break down, you know, we cry, you know, we get upset, and you know, we get into those vibrations that, you know, tell us what it's not fair. You know, we get towards that moment and it's okay. You know, because when you're allowing yourself to go through those moments, you're allowing yourself to be honest with what you have really gone through. You know, there's a lot of times where it's kind of hard to walk away from the pain that has been placed in your life, whether it had something to do with somebody else or it had something to do with you. But these are the moments where, you know, sometimes these things have to happen to create something within you you never knew you could be. It's always bringing you back to a part of you that has not yet been revealed to you. That's why they always tell you to trust the process. Bigger and better is, you know, exposing itself to you, and it's really unfolding in miraculous ways. So you're going through spiritual warfare. You're going through, you know, different things. It's like, whereas history repeating itself, where you felt like you have healed and forgiven and released a lot of things, and it comes back just to show you, have you learned a lesson from these situations? Are you allowing yourself to make peace, you know, with the inner demons you have, as well as the ones that was coming to attack you? Are you forgiving the people and letting go and accepting there are certain people that are just like that, you know, in your life that has hurt you? And, you know, you can, you know, always send blessings towards healing towards their way, because everybody needs that, you know, whether or not they're allowing their to accept that or even reveal that in a way. But even if they're not, you know, don't allow other people's, you know, fear or hurt or pain harden your heart. You know, just allow yourself, you're your own representation. You know, you don't have to allow yourself to go and project something somebody's projecting on you, because that shows more about their character than it is yours. And still send healing towards their way, because you're still doing that as well. So I hope you were able to really get something out of that. You know, I always leave my contact information to my the YouTube. I also do as well, where I'm dealing with a lot of different, you know, spiritual warriors. You know, we're on all different levels, and we're all coming together to unify, you know, all the different things that we have in our lives that we're really trying to come together for. You know, we're all coming through things. You know, we have these beautiful gifts, you know, that had to come from crazy and maybe, you know, painful certain circumstances, but it just shows you how resilient you are and how beautiful you have a soul and a heart. You know, even if sometimes we doubt that, you know, when it's there, just a lot of times you have to have that right vibration just to remind you of that. And it's there. So I hope you are able to do that. You know, please come check me out. Let me know if you, you've heard my audio podcast as well as the visual. You know, you can get to see me as well. And I always send loving energy towards you, you know, very upbeat. And sometimes I can be a little bit silly and funny too, because, you know, we don't always have to be, you know, so serious. That's what Heyokas are. We're tricksters, and we like to bring, you know, truth as well as comfort, you know, through amusement, through jokes as well, because we don't like being serious all the time. So much love. Namaste to you. I hope you have a blessed, safe weekend. And, you know, if you ever have a future in podcasting, please, Anchor app is the best way to go. Much love. Namaste.